Hello and welcome to MedTalks, conversations by medical students for medical students. I'm Deborah and this is my partner Joey.
What's up guys?
And today we are going to be starting off season three, and we thought in this season we would focus more in on what people call the allied healthcare professionals. But we actually like to call them the rehabilitation team. So this is the team amongst the many other wonderful things that they do. They make a person's life worth living. And we just felt that it was really an important season to have because a lot of the doctors and medical students don't always understand the role of the rehab team or pay them the respect that they actually deserve. So we thought this was a good opportunity to sit down and help educate all of us.
Thank you, Debbie, and welcome to all our listeners. Yes, and that being said, today we are fortunate enough to be joined by Melissa Berger, who is a kinesiologist. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Melissa, to be honest, before this podcast or before Debbie told me, I had never heard of a kinesiologist. So,
well, your life is about to change.
I had to do a quick Google search, and I think it's according to... What site was it again?
Wikipedia.
School of Health, Debbie.
We're professionals here.
Kinesiology is the study of the mechanics of body movements to provide information about the state of health of all body organs and systems. It also employs many other healing therapies to achieve recovery.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
So it did sound beautiful, but I didn't know what I didn't understand. So yeah. I guess here we are today and here we are to learn. Melissa, how are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited, seeing as, I mean, half of us don't know what kinesiology is. I can personally say I've done kinesiology and it really is life-changing. So I hope after this podcast, people are rushing more to kinesiologists.
Thank you. That would be good.
especially after COVID.
Yes.
All right. So first things first, for those of us that aren't sure what kinesiology is, could you just explain it to us and what are the main principles of kinesiology?
Okay, thank you. Joey actually mentioned the body mechanics now, and that is the basic principle of kinesiology. So kinesiology, the word kinesiology is derived from kinesis, which is muscle movement. Mm-hmm. And that's the basic thing that kinesiologists do. They use muscle movement to determine whatever it is that they need to do with their patient. So you could use any muscle to test that muscle. You would be able to use a leg muscle, arm muscle, finger muscle, neck muscle, whatever you want to. We usually work with the arm muscles. That's just the easiest, the deltoids or the radialis, the bottom, yeah, those muscles. That's just easier to work with for most of our clients. But you would then just ask the body questions. So whatever you would want to find out, whatever the issue is that this client presents with, you wouldn't determine or you wouldn't predict beforehand what the result or what the solution would be. You would use muscle testing. So let's use an example maybe between you and Joey. Both of you come with migraine headaches, Deborah and Joey, and one of you might have an issue with maybe magnesium. You have a deficiency with magnesium, or the body's not absorbing your magnesium properly because of your diet or whatever else. The other one might have a muscular issue or even an emotional issue that causes the migraines. You know, you might find that every time you write your exams at the end of the year, you just have a migraine every single day. Mm-hmm. You're thinking that you need muscle relaxants or anything else, but it's just because there's this emotional stress maybe on writing exams. You maybe didn't do well at school, or there was one teacher or one incident, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what would be needed for one of the two of you. I can't see a magnesium deficiency, for example, but I would muscle
expert
test.
Eyes.
Exactly. So I would muscle test, and I would simply ask the body, is this a physical thing? Is it a dietary thing? Is it an emotional thing? Is it a trauma thing? Is it a history thing? Whatever the case is. So I have a list of directions that we can go in, emotional, physical, mental, whatever. And from there, I would just muscle test. I would simply ask your body. So what kinesiology does is it really honors the client. It goes with what the client's body's wisdom predicts and says, I know this is where the issue came in this year, in that school year, in that exam, for example, or I know it's simply because I'm not exercising enough. My muscles are too tight. My shoulders, I need a bit more relaxation. So you need to massage the muscles or do some pressure techniques on the muscles. And then I would just go through my list and say, oh, okay, so this person, it's the muscles. We need to do what? Massage, heat, whatever, whatever. Okay, it's pressure techniques. All right. And then I just perform the, we call them corrections, but the technique that is needed okay. for that particular issue.
And how exactly do you muscle test? What does that entail?
Well, the muscle testing, you would find some of your chiropractors do muscle testing. Your physiotherapist also are well-versed with muscle testing. And even some of the psychologists would use muscle testing sometimes with their patients to explain or almost to confirm to the patient that this is the right course of action in this emotional issue that we're working with. It's almost like a, not necessarily trying to bend a person's arm, but almost to just convince that person that this is what your body is actually wanting. So muscle testing works on what is a strong muscle and what is a weak, or what is a strong response and what is a weak response. I would simply make sure that that muscle, let's say it's the deltoid muscle, I would make sure that that muscle is working correctly and strongly. So I would test it. There's a certain way that that muscle is supposed to be moving, if it's not injured and if it's working well and so forth. I would test it, be sure that it is a strong muscle. And then I would ask this person a question and check for a strong response. Okay. And then I would ask the person another question. Let's use an example of, I would give you your correct name and your muscle would give a strong response. I would give you your incorrect name. So I would say, please say, my name is Deborah, and your muscle would respond strongly. And then I would say, Deborah, please say to me, my name is Joey. Your name isn't Joey. So your body wouldn't want to go with that truth. So that muscle, if it is a healthy muscle and it is responding the way that it should, that muscle would say to me, no, this is not a truth. So that would give me a weak response. And the weak response then leads me onto the path of what this body does not want, what this client, what is not working well with this client health-wise at the moment, and what do we want to do to get it back to the strong response. So I would check for the weaknesses, and then I would say, so what do we do with these weaknesses? What is the correction, or what is the procedure, or what is the supplement, or what is the exercise, whatever the case is, that would get this weak response back to a strong response. And for that, I muscle test every time as well.
Sure.
So it's really a client-led process. That's what it is. I call myself a translator or an interpreter, because that's what I do. I simply interpret what the body's trying to say.
So by my understanding is that the body knows what is wrong with it, but the client doesn't go, or you can't tell yourself.
Exactly. And even me, I mean, I don't have the wisdom. I can't always say what's wrong. So I have to make sure that we have the correct response, because I mean, just giving everybody magnesium, for example, might make your migraine better for a day or two, but you might come back and say, well, the next time I wrote exam, I had the same migraine again. So we have to look for something else. So instead of going let's try that, we go to the direct cause and to the root of the issue, and we sort it from there immediately.
Sounds very holistic.
It is.
And then therapy-based in a way.
Yes.
It sounds like seeing a psychologist and a doctor.
Basically.
I wouldn't quite say I'm that good, but yes, it helps to solve things a bit more quickly.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that explanation. I do feel a lot, my understanding of that, because I also watched a YouTube video.
Okay, good.
And I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was like
pressing on the arm.
Yeah, I was like,
yes.
Questions, and I'm like, but wait.
Yes.
The client isn't saying anything.
Yes, but that's exactly what it is. You know, so you can either test and speak, or you can muscle test and not speak. Some clients almost feel that their mind is then predicting, which it can't, but it's almost, they feel that they can. That they can force the response, which is not true. But then some clients that would prefer to say, don't tell me what you are testing, just test it and then tell me what the result of that is. And I mean, you can do it silently as well, but I simply still go through my list. I don't make things up. I simply work according to my protocols through my lists, and I get the answers.
And the best way to do things.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay, so Melissa, tell me, where would one be able to obtain a qualification in kinesiology, and what is the process of obtaining this qualification?
Okay, so kinesiology, as far as I know, and I haven't found any other way in South Africa, is a part-time study. So you would be able to do it either on weekends or you would do it after hours. There's two directions, I almost want to say, but they are similar. It's not that the one is better than the other. The one is the ICPKP process, which is the one that I studied, and that you would be able to do through the ICPKP College in South Africa. They are supported by the college in Australia, endorsed by the college in Australia, but they, you can Google ICPKP in South Africa. There's a college in Kailami in Gauteng, and then also they have classes in Cape Town, and I think that at the moment they also have in KwaZulu-Natal. If I remember correctly, they branched out to that. The other body of, that would just be like two different universities, but presenting the same kind of information. Yes, so the other one would be Touch for Health. That's the other mainstream of kinesiology that we have in South Africa at the moment. And again, you could just Google Touch for Health, and you'd be able to find courses all over. That would be Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, the Western Cape, that all of those areas would have that. I think they even go as far as Namibia, if I'm not mistaken, the Touch for Health guys. And you could study it overseas if you want to. There's courses in New Zealand, there's courses in Australia, there's courses in America. So yeah, quite a few places that you could do that.
And how long did it take you to obtain the qualification?
My qualification is a kinesiopractic, specialized kinesiopractic qualification, and that took me about 4.5 years of part-time classes. So we had classes on a Tuesday evening, but it could be any day of the week, from 5 in the afternoon till 9 at night with a break in between.
That's quite long.
It is quite a long, because it's an intense study, you know, because you're working with a lot of different modalities. I mean, I'm not comparing this to a medical degree at all, but imagine for yourself that you have to do all your different modalities in your medical degree, but part-time. You know, that would also take you quite a while.
Yeah.
Because we learn about supplements, we learn about diet, we learn about exercise, we learn about all the muscles in the body, how they work, we learn about emotional issues, we learn about things like counseling, doing one-on-one counseling sessions and information sessions with different clients. So there's a lot of practical hours as well that you do, which then makes it quite a long study. We had practical hours that we had to do, practical exams that we had to do, online exams we had to do, and exams in class as well. So they really ensure that you can do what you are supposed to be doing the day that you finished your course and you go out into the wide world, that you don't just make things up or just, I don't know what.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Just for peace of mind for those that come and think, well, what is going on here?
So I'm going to probably put you on the spot here, but I'm very curious to understand, like, where did kinesiology originate from? Like, who got this brilliant idea that, you know, your body actually completely knows what's wrong with it and how to kind of extrapolate that?
What we studied and what we learned, and I definitely think that makes sense that it came from there, is the field of chiropractic, and then also the medical field. So there were a few different doctors that actually said, well, if the body knows that if I can't move my shoulder properly, then it's not the whole shoulder, for example. It's either the shoulder joint, or there's a particular muscle, or maybe a group of muscles that have been injured in the shoulder. If the body can tell me that, then it should have other information that it can tell me as well. And that's where the idea started from. So they literally started playing around, if you want to call it that, but they started experimenting with, okay, so if we have this person with this issue, how can we test and check if this is the correct thing? And if we know for a fact that a medical test has proven that this person has an iron deficiency, for example, or magnesium or whatever, if I muscle test, will it give me the same answer? And that's how they started developing this whole field. So it developed in around the 1960s in Australia and in New Zealand. That was the main mainstay where it started developing, but it's gone throughout the whole world. So yeah,
that's very, very interesting, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, things such as chiropractic, physio, all these things are very touch based, or like working with your hands on a patient,
and
it makes a lot of sense to think about how touch can assist the healing process, and or not the healing process, but
just figure out, you know, and I mean, the fact that your body knows what's wrong with you at the end of the day, and just figuring out how to extrapolate that information.
Exactly. I think we had a lot of innate wisdom many ages ago, and we probably, I'm not sure exactly why, but I think maybe we became so overwhelmed in this modern world, and there's so many other things that interfere with our thought processes, or that keep us so occupied, that we've maybe lost a bit of the wisdom that ancient peoples had, because they knew, all of them knew, if you had a certain herb, or if you did this or that or whatever, that would be a good thing, that would be a bad thing. And I think we've just lost a bit of that touch, unfortunately. So kinesiology tries to bring back a little bit of that own wisdom, to say, but you know, this is just see how, as the Bible says, you know, know, we've been fearfully and wonderfully made. So just see how wonderful your body is and just see the wisdom of the body and take back, empower yourself a bit to be able to make decisions on your health and your mental and your emotional and physical health.
And I think it's very empowering. I know for my own journey with kinesiology, as we've said, doctors generally, we have like a list and we go through the list and then we get to the bottom and then that's like the treatment that we give you. Mm. And it's not individualized, it's not personalized, and every single person is different and every single person needs a very individualized healthcare plan. And it can be very difficult when doctors don't always understand what's wrong with you, but to go into a place where your body is like, actually, well, here it is. It's very relieving.
Yes.
I think for a lot of people and a lot of patients, because sometimes you think that you're going crazy, but it's actually just, you know, maybe, our modern medicine hasn't caught up with, you know, that yet or caught up with like the human psyche, I don't know yet.
and probably also I think sometimes the body would want to tell you that there's an issue, but you might think it, and I'm not saying that medicine is not good, not at all. You know, sometimes there's this idea that when you're in the allied health profession, you are totally disrespecting the conventional line of medicine. Not at all. We actually want to endorse the fact that there's a nice way of interlocking and interweaving and supporting allied health along with the traditional medical route. And there's a lot of support that kinesiology and many other allied health professionals can provide. But I think sometimes the body knows, but you're not asking the right questions or you're not on the right path. Yeah. So you might think, for example, it has to do everything with the stomach, but it might be something emotional, the emotional part of the stomach, because now today we know that there are emotional responses in the stomach as well, and it's linked to the brain's emotional response.
So, nervous system.
Exactly, exactly. You know, so maybe you're just not asking. Exactly, yes. So maybe you're just not asking the right questions at that stage. Yeah. You know, it could be that simple.
Where in a patient's journey would they need to see a kinesiologist? And what type of patients do you commonly deal with, Melissa?
Joey, any time in a patient's journey. So we literally work with babies in the womb. Up until the very elderly age. I mean, some of my patients are in their 90s. You know, well, I mean, that's my eldest patients, but I'm sure there are people that work with even more elderly. But there's no age limit to this. And as I said, now we want to actually get the idea out there that the medical field is an interweaved and a supporting net of all of these different modalities. So it's not that either you do kinesiology or you do the medical field. It's not the one is not excluding the other. We would actually want to support. And I have quite a few cases where doctors have referred or physiotherapists have referred clients to me that it actually worked so well with the treatment that they were doing along with my treatment that they actually got better results and quicker results because of that. So there's not a particular time. I do find though that some patients will say, you know, I've tried all of the medical treatments, which then obviously they haven't, but in their mind, they've tried all of the medical treatments, nothing's working, so now I'm coming to you. Having said that, kinesiology is not a be all and an end all, and it doesn't, as I said now, exclude the medical field. So I'm not saying that if you've tried all of the doctors or all of the specialists,
come
now please
me.
Come to play because I've got all of the fixes and I am the magician. Exactly. You know, you don't need to go one step further. That's not the truth. That's not what kinesiology is trying to promote. We are simply saying maybe you haven't thought of a particular thing or you haven't looked at this particular item. So then maybe come and see a kinesiologist. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that I do, I actually tell my clients quite clearly, please do go back to your doctor. Please do ask them about this. Please make sure that they are okay with you wanting to change, for example, your medicine or whatever the case. I can't prescribe, I can't diagnose, and I can't tell you what medicine or what field to go into in the medical field, but I can give you an idea according to the suggestions of the body. So any time in a client's life, they would be able to come and see us. And the other thing I also ask them is, remember, again, I'm not a magician. So please don't, when you have seen many specialists and many doctors and you've given them, for example, 5 years to find a solution, come to me for one session and think I can solve everything in one session.
There we go. Some people,
you know. Yeah, you fixed now for life. You know, we are done. My
on
work
your
is
way.
Done. Yeah, you know. I mean, we need to be patient with a body, and we need to respect the process of the body. So some people might really only need one session, but other people might need 4, 5, 6 sessions to get to different solutions. You know, and I ask that people just understand that it also is a process, the same as any other health process.
Yeah. All right. So this is a bit of a fan favorite. So would you mind sharing one of the cases that will always stay with you, whether it was interesting or emotionally intriguing, just something that made you feel like your job was really worth it?
I think I can actually say every single day my job feels as if it's really worth it. I mean, it's diverse and it's amazing to see results. I think I am maybe in a more, in a more favored position than maybe many people in the medical field, because I see people when they are unwell or not doing so well, and then when they are getting better and feeling well. I've had many, clients that come in and you can actually see that they're gray with exhaustion or the stress on their face or the pain or the agony, whatever it is. And when they walk out, there's a smile, or they're walking upright, you can actually point out to them and you can say, just look in the mirror and you're going to see you look differently, you know, and they'll tell me, there's a weight off my shoulders, I feel different. So I'm in that beneficial position, you know, that I have that privilege of seeing clients that transform that way. But I think I actually have two particular cases that I can share with you. One was literally a baby that was still in the womb, and that the client came to me and she said that a doctor said this baby is not lying in the correct position. They don't know exactly what to do to get it into the correct position. And it turned out we did a, what we call a correction. We did a pelvic posture correction, but you actually don't touch the client in doing that. There's simply, you put towels in different positions because of her being pregnant. You have to work a bit more softly as well. So I muscle tested to see where we need to do this. I showed her what to do when she's at home. And then while we were doing this, we were simply talking about the emotions of being prepared, because this was this particular client's second baby, being prepared to share your heart with two little bodies now and not just one, and being responsible for two little people, etc. And simply having that conversation with her and just showing her what to do so that she could gently do this pelvic posture. Call it a manipulation if you want, but it's not actually that. It's simply gently moving the pelvic bones, just adjusting them a little bit, but in a very gentle way, that she did for herself at home. Within 3 weeks, she phoned me to say she's been back to the gynae, and the gynae says this baby is ready. It's now moved into position. So that was really a huge, amazing thing for me. I was like, wow. I know it wasn't just my work. It was obviously her work and her body having the wisdom, but it was just amazing to be part of that process. The other one was a lady that had gone to her general practitioner, and he'd actually advised that she stop taking her antidepressant medication. He'd said, you know, you are ready now, we can really wean you off this. And she, I don't know, she didn't have the trust, or she didn't feel that she was ready for this. She came for one session and we talked about quite a few different aspects, and she mailed me about a month later, and she said that very afternoon, I didn't say she needed to stop her medication, let me just be sure clear about that. The doctor asked, advised, and that was her question to me. Her general practitioner advised, but she doesn't feel ready. She feels that she needs the support and so forth. And so we talked about that, and we did a few processes and went back into like past issues and just resolved a few things there. And within a month, she sent me an email to say that since that particular afternoon, she had not taken any antidepressant medication, and she had not needed it after that. So she literally felt that, having worked through what we did, she had her own innate trust and her own innate support system coming up, and she could then go with the doctor's advice and say, well, I'm ready to wean myself and
not
to take
that. That's sometimes what you need, because I think it's always in medicine, y'all, we're very like what's the word? You know, we work with the facts, and and if it doesn't fit into our little box of facts, then sometimes
this is how many years you've been on it, and you listen, you fit the criteria. Stop.
You know, and it's this emotional impact that it has. Like, that's something that you really need to dive into, because you know, this is something that obviously this patient has experienced depression. She's been through it. She obviously doesn't want to go back there. She's very reliant on her medication. Exactly. So you need to look at that emotional side of it as well, and a lot of the times us as doctors, we don't always see
it's neglected.
So I think that's really, it's quite profound. And
And maybe you don't always have the time. I mean, I have the leisure of time with these clients, whereas doctors, you know, you're on a schedule, and there are quite a few patients that you need to see in a day. You can't spend 10 hours or 5 hours or 2 hours with every single patient. It would be lovely, but I mean, you don't have that kind of time, you know, where I have that benefit of, of the time to go into those issues.
I think what you say, like, we need to integrate this, and it needs to be woven in. That's where it needs to come into play, because, I mean, it is true. Doctors are really pushed for time, and in our healthcare system, you know, we have a lot of external stresses as well. So
exactly.
Makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, and that's where your kinesiology could hopefully give that kind of support, where a doctor would maybe say, well, go and see this kinesiologist and just get that support as well that I can't provide at the moment.
Oh, these things are complementary at the end of the day.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we're trying to say, is it's not the one excludes the other, you know?
Melissa, a bit of a personal question. How did you come across kinesiology, and why did you choose to go into it over any other profession or healthcare profession? What were you doing before you did kinesiology?
Well, I used to work in the corporate world, but I've always, we were raised in a more holistic kind of healing way. So with homeopaths and so forth. So I've always known these things, and I've really always, since a little girl, I've always enjoyed aromatherapy and tissue salts and things like that, and worked with either children in the neighborhood that got injured to say, well, you know, this tissue salt, my mom says this one works or whatever, or just, you know, with animals and so forth. So I've always enjoyed that. Unfortunately, my marks were never good enough at school to go into the medical field, but, you know, things work out for a purpose. So there was a reason behind that. And so I visited two kinesiologists at different times in my life for particular issues, and both of them were literally able to resolve my issues within one session. They were both, I visited them for different reasons, but both of them, I'd been searching for answers for a long time and been for medical tests and so forth, and we were on the right track, but not quite getting to exactly what it needed to be, and both of these helped me very well. So they just got me interested in this thing of you using my arm, but you're getting to the right thing. How are you getting to the answer? Exactly what you said just now, Jay, with the videos. So I read up on that, and I looked at some YouTube videos and so forth, and I decided to go for one or two short courses, literally like a weekend course, where you just do one or two small things, just do almost like a taster of kinesiology or a bit of an understanding. And from there, it just kept on intriguing me, and I decided, okay, I'm going to do the part-time studies and see where this leads. Doing my part-time studies, I then got a few clients that actually, they were my case studies initially, but they actually became clients, asked to stay on after the case studies had finished, which was a blessing. And from there, it just branched out, and eventually I was able to leave the corporate world and go into the field of kinesiology. So
sounds a lot better than the corporate world. With
all due respect to the corporate world, it actually is for me personally. I think it fits me better.
Yeah, I guess it's, if the shoe fits.
Exactly, exactly. But now I see many people in the corporate world because of that, you know, so we need all of those worlds together.
No, 100%. You need to get your
clients somehow.
Exactly, exactly.
But I think it's really, I think it seems to be a really great profession, and I'm really happy that we've been able to just kind of discuss this and go into this, and I really hope that it helps a lot more people become aware of this, because a lot of people, if you aren't really interested in a holistic health, it's not something that you know about.
Exactly.
So I hope this serves the purpose that we want it to serve. I just want to say thank you so much for coming in today, for sharing your part with us. We really appreciate it, and I know I can personally recommend Melissa.
Thank you kindly, and thank you for having me.
Just to our listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really, really hope that you guys enjoy the season. It's something that a lot of you guys have asked for, so we hope it helps and benefits you in all the different ways that you guys need it to. And then once again, just remember to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those great things. Just give us a comment, a like, and let us know how you guys are feeling about everything. So thanks guys.
Thank you again, Melissa. Just, it's been very, very educating. I already feel like I want to go for a session.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joey. Dive deep into some of those things. Literally, you know,
some questions I need answered. But again, and thanks, Debs, and thanks to all the listeners. This is MedTalk signing out.
Bye.